Now, the eyes of the world's media may have shifted a few hundred kilometers north to the G8 summit in Germany, but the Prague conference at which George W. Bush made his keynote speech continued into its second day on Wednesday. The Democracy and Security Conference held at the Czech Foreign Ministry brought together dissidents from all over the world, from Belarus to Iran. Let's hear a reminder of what Mr. Bush had to say.
Most powerful weapon in the struggle against extremism is not bullets or bombs. It is the universal appeal of freedom. Freedom is the design of our Maker and the longing of every soul. Freedom is the best way to unleash the creativity and economic potential of a nation. Freedom is the only ordering of a society that leads to justice. And human freedom is the only way to achieve human rights.
U.S. President George W. Bush speaking at a conference in Prague on Tuesday. The conference was partly organized by the Institute for Strategic Studies at the Shalem Center. That's an Israeli think tank based in Jerusalem. Among the speakers was the Institute's founding chairman, Natan Sharansky. He's a former Soviet dissident, ardent Zionist, and one-time Israeli deputy prime minister. And his book, The Case for Democracy, is said to have had a major influence on Mr. Bush and his foreign policy ideas. Mr. Sharansky told Rob Cameron why the conference was important.
I think it's very important today to stress and emphasize that freedom and democracy, it's not only for that part of the world where it exists, it's for everybody. And nobody can remind it to the free world better than dissidents themselves, dissidents from Iran, from Iraq, from Libya, from Lebanon, from Syria, from Cuba, from North Korea, from China, from Russia, from Belarus. And that's the first important result which we're expecting from this conference, this unique gathering of democratic dissidents from totalitarian regimes who are saying democracy is for our country. The second important thing is, you know, to strengthen these dissidents, it's very important that they'll have the ear of the free world. I always, when I was dissident of the Soviet Union, I was dreaming to have a direct dialogue with the leaders of the free world. Here, we are giving President Havel, President Aznar and myself, are giving this opportunity to democratic dissidents. And then the Prague document, which we hope to approve, and which will be what dissidents expect from the free world, hopefully will become the call to action for democratic governments.
President Bush is expected to make some remarks about the plans to build a U.S. radar base in the Czech Republic as part of the U.S. missile defense system. That's aimed at what the U.S. describes as rogue states such as Iran. Is Iran really a threat, though, to Europe and to the United States?
As the one who was involved for 10 years, the efforts of Israeli government to stop leakage of Russian technologies to Iran and West European technologies, I can say that already from 1997, it was clear that the threat number one to the free world is development of nuclear weapons and missile systems in Iran. Our intelligence services in 1997, we were warning the free world that we have 10 years to stop it. It took three or four years to CIA to agree with our estimations. It took even more time for intelligence of the free world. Today, everybody knows, everybody who is in this field knows how dangerous this threat is. And that is one more reason why it is important urgently to support democratic opposition in Iran. And here in this conference, we have some leaders of student democratic movement in Iran and some others who went prisons, who fought for freedom, and who know very well that people of Iran want to live in freedom. Their main appeal to the free world is understand that your real allies are is democratic opposition of Iran.
Right. Even if Iran does develop the capability to attack Europe or the United States, where's the motive? Why would Iran risk an attack which would mean certain destruction for Iran?
Well, the problem is not only in the weapons, non-conventional weapons. The problem is in non-conventional regime. The leaders of Iran today, it's not like communists in the Soviet Union who wanted paradise in this world. They want paradise in the next world, and they are ready to take all the world to the next world, to their paradise.
Natan Sharansky, the well-known former dissident as well as a former deputy prime minister of Israel, he was talking there to Rob Cameron.